Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
We often approach the throne of grace with expectations and requests, and that's a good thing. But how often do we come to God and ask Him, "What about you? What are you asking of me?" But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. What does seeking His righteousness involve? The Bible says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good." And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? And that's Micah 6:8. God has desires. He has requests. If we are ambassadors of His kingdom, God doesn't let us represent Him without any instruction. Here are several practical examples of what the Lord asks of us as we seek to live righteously. Number one, that we put His word into practice. "But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth." James 1:22. If we don't spend time meditating on the Word of God, we're much more likely to be deceived by unsound reasoning. And number two, that we love mercy. In other words, that we are filled with mercy, kindness, generosity, and grace. So many values that govern the kingdom of God. Do you know the two greatest commandments? Here they are. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And that's Matthew 22:37-39. On these two commandments alone hangs all the law: loving God, loving yourself, and loving your neighbor. This is God's agenda for us. Number three, that we walk humbly with our God. Fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Humility precedes honor. Proverbs 15:33. Jesus is our perfect model of humility. Yes, seeking to please God, to do what is righteous in His eyes. Then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. This wonderful verse is found in Isaiah 58:8. My friend, I invite you today to take a moment and ask the Lord what He requires of you. Once you're sure that the answer you've received is in alignment with the Word of God, you only have one thing left to do. Start moving. Would you like to pray with me? Lord, I want to do what you're asking. I want to please you entirely. Help me to put your word into practice, love like you love, and walk humbly with you. Help me understand your desires as I seek your righteousness. May I walk in your will today and feel your presence inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.